Not many countries saw their traditional music gain popularity and vitality in the late 20th century, but Ireland did, starting in the late 60s with the Chieftains, and continuing with more rock-oriented groups like Planxty and Horselips. Irish music had a renaissance. Then came punk rock, and with it the Pogues, whose first five albums have just been reissued by Rhino. Ed Ward has their story.
The way the legend goes, Shane McGowan, who'd just been kicked out of his punk band, The Nips, and his friend Spider Stacy, who played the tin whistle, were playing for spare change on London buses when Shane started playing a traditional Irish tune at twice its normal speed. Stacy picked up the tune on his whistle, and suddenly a great idea was born. Punk was in full flower, it being 1982, and soon the duo was joined by some other Irish Londoners, Jem Finer on guitar, Cato Reardon on bass, and Andrew Rankin on drums, and the band started busking all over town. They called themselves Pogue Mahone, which means something very rude in Gaelic. Among their admirers were Elvis Costello and Joe Strummer, who got the band, now just called the Pogues, added as openers to the 1984 Clash tour. These are the sort of fans who get you noticed, and before long, they had a recording contract with Stiff and an album called Red Roses for Me.
Well, 846, on March the 18th, die. We hoisted our colors to the top of the mast, and from Greenland sailed away, brave boys, and from Greenland sailed away. The lookout in the crossroads has stood, his spyglass in his hand. There's a whale, there's a whale, and a whale fishy cried, and she blows out every span, brave boys, and she blows out every span. The captain.
It was a shock to punk's orthodoxy. Traditional music and Shane McGowan originals, which sounded traditional, all with the energy of the best punk rock. And McGowan was a charismatic singer. The band's success led to another album, this one produced by Elvis Costello, who'd gotten close to bassist Cato Reardon, although he was still married. Entitled Rum, Sodomy, and the Lash, after an apocryphal quote from Winston Churchill describing life in the British Navy, it's the album many consider the Pogues' masterpiece. It features some of McGowan's most enduring songs, The Old Main Drag, about a young Irishman who comes to London and is reduced to selling himself in Leicester Square, The Sickbed of Cuchulainn, a rousing parade of Irish legends, heroes, and archetypes, an epic reading of Eric Bogle's The Band Played Waltzing Matilda, a gorgeous version of Ewan McCall's Dirty Old Town, and this unclassifiable masterpiece. McGowan proved himself a force to be reckoned with, but this cut both ways. He was clearly a genius, but he also had a history of mental instability and prodigious drunkenness, and this would soon be a threat to the group. The band, too, was changing. Kate Reardon left to marry Costello and was replaced by Daryl Hunt, and they added Terry Woods, who excelled on a number of string instruments. But Stiff Records went out of business, and it was 3 years before the new Pogues got to record again. This time, their producer was Steve Lillywhite, married to Ewan McCall's daughter, Kirsty, and her Christmas-themed duet with Shane, Fairy Tale of New York, rocketed up the British charts and got loads of American radio play.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then we sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
Queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drunk they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
The album, If I Should Fall from Grace with God, also saw Phil Chevron, another great instrumentalist, join. And now the band numbered 8, some of whom were writing good songs themselves. As for Shane, he'd started going to raves and wanted the band to record a bizarre 30-minute thing called Get in Touch with Yourself. Instead, they wished he'd follow his own advice. Somehow, they managed to work around him, and 2 very uneven albums, Peace and Love and Hell's Ditch in 1989 and 1990, came out. The latter was produced by Joe Strummer, who even joined the band for a while when Shane went missing. Finally, the Pogues fired McGowan and went on without him, and he formed Shane McGowan and the Popes. Neither band was even close to the original, sad to say, but thanks to what they'd already accomplished, Irish folk music would never be the same again.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. The Pogues' first 5 albums have been reissued.